And we going to open the work session for the purpose of considering transmitting to the interim the executive appointments.
Mr. Chair, I move the following proposed executive appointments and reappointments be transmitted to the interim executive appointment committee and carried over to the next convening of the Senate. On the Commission of Asian Affairs, that's Adioto Salu, Commission for the Blind, Elizabeth Russo Rooney, Board of Board of Rules, Nelson White, State Board of Education, Steve Bogart, Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Mark Zavalos, Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Diego Castellanos, Land Conservation and Development Commission, John Van Lemmingham, Long-Term Care Advisory Committee, Gerald Baum, Susie Calhoun, Board of Naturopathic Examiners, Linda Maloche, State Parks and Advisory and Recreation Commission, Nick Blother, Public Employees Retirement Board, Steve Jerky and Glenn Harrison, Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Deidre Bollinger, State Scholarship Commission, Patty Williams, and the Commission for Women, Jean-Marie Dyle Schneider, Anita Jackson, and Nancy Padilla.
Senator Tarnow has moved the following proposed executive appointments and reappointments be transmitted to the interim executive appointments committee and carried over to the next convening of the Senate. Discussion?
Could I just ask a question since I'm new to the Senate? This is peculiar to me. Why would we need to even do this? Why would we just bring them up right off the bat when you're in the interim or pass them here today onto the Senate floor? I've just been curious about this procedure.
The leadership is supposed to do this rather than trying to invite these folks in and have the discussion this late in the session.
Okay.
Senator Courtney, if we don't transfer them, then these appointments expire and the government would have to resubmit the name.
So our actions allows them to continue to serve without leadership suing them for going beyond their term. Is that what this... I mean, no, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I came in here totally unaware of this. I found it's the most unique motion I've ever heard, one of the most. And, in effect, this allows them to continue without getting into the trouble we had with the Port of Portland, right? Is that what we're saying here?
I would believe that to be the case.
So this will go to the Senate... This doesn't go to the Senate floor?
That's correct.
That even his motion doesn't go to the Senate floor? Okay. Thank you very much. I'm a yes.
Clerk, call or roll.
Senator Courtney.
He'd be a yes.
Senator Carter.
Aye.
Senator Stein.
Aye. I received the necessary majority of the motion to move the appointments and reappointments to the Executive Appointments Committee and be carried over to the next convening of the Senate. That's the House. No further business before the Senate Rules Committee. The committee is adjourned.